This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
The ticket. The telephone number is 248-539-9797. Coming up shortly, a little controversy at the University of Colorado with Coach Prime. That's different. We'll let you know what that is coming up shortly. David, some ticket texts.
If the Steelers take Grant, David will have another baby in 9 months. LOL, that is from Jason.
Okay.
Someone else says, you all were mentioning about the Chicago Stadium. Someone says, cool thing about watching the Blackhawk games from Chicago Stadium on TV was the little steps the players had to climb to get to and from the locker room. I've seen about 15 Red Wing games in the Upper Bowl. Never once have I had a problem tracking the puck or any player. I don't know what these people are talking about.
Hockey, I believe, is different. I have no problem Upper Bowl for hockey. Basketball, I've always had problems no matter what the arena is. That's just me.
Really?
Yeah. They just look too small for me for some reason. Hockey, you let because you can see the play develop more. In basketball, it's different because it's a little more compressed, I think. I don't know. Just personal preference. You know, I'm a weird.
So you can track the puck, but not the basketball.
I'm a weird guy. What can I tell you? All right. Prime time. Coach Prime. And I know people that actually go to Colorado. Their kids go to Colorado. And you can't even, it's like, you know, what time is it there? And we're not on mountain time. We're on prime time. That he has taken over the whole school. It's not just the football program. They just love him. And the extension is well-deserved because all the money, forget about the wins and losses. You know, it's all about, like everything else in this world, it's all about the money. And Colorado made a good investment, and they're making money. Merch, all that kind of stuff. However, Colorado announced that this weekend, at their spring football game, they will be retiring the jersey numbers, number 12 of Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter, and his quarterback and good friend, and the son of Deion Sanders, the coach, Shedeur Sanders. Their jerseys will be retired. Now, when you look through the, I wouldn't say great history, but they have some history at Colorado. They have, counting Hunter and Sanders, they have 6 retired jerseys.
Rashan Salaam won.
Rashan Salaam, the late but great Rashan Salaam. My 1 year I had a Heisman Trophy vote. I got it right.
Okay.
Some guy by the name of Joe, looks like Roenig, right?
Joe Roenig.
Yeah, he's a guard. He was played 1959 through 1961. There's the Bobby Anderson, the quarterback running back, who I remember him, played there from 1967 to 1969. Good player, really good. He was had his jersey number 11 retired in 1999, it looks like. 1969. And then there's Byron Whizzer White, the former Supreme Court Justice, right? Halfback of Colorado in the mid-30s. He had his number 24 jersey retired.
Heisman vote for him, too?
No. That might have been pre-Heisman. When was I didn't vote for Berwanger either, you know? That's a good line, though. Okay, here's the deal. Those are their retired jerseys, and we included Shedeur and Travis Hunter. What about Cordell Stewart? What about Detroit's own Michael Westbrook?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's some others that I'm forgetting off the top of my head.
Here's the thing. I actually agree with half of this.
I think I know which half.
The half that actually won the Heisman.
Yes.
You deserve to have your jersey retired. You have done so. You're in a small fraternity that, yes. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and retire. Shador? No. You're only being retired because you're Deion's kid, and it was probably part of Deion's contract. Then when my son leaves, you must retire his number. I'm sorry. You didn't win the Big 12. You didn't win. You didn't go to playoffs. You didn't win a national title.
He won his ball game, didn't he?
You didn't do anything that said you deserve to have your jersey retire.
I agree with you. And I, for Hunter, yes.
Hunter, yes.
Hunter should have his jersey retired. Not now.
No, no. I could even say you could do it now because he won the Heisman. So it's one of those, I'm okay with that. Because it's like when they retired Caleb Williams. I'm okay with that.
Well, here's what I'll say. Because I was initially on your side, Stoney. Why do this now?
Right.
You could have done this anytime. But looking at this, in the list that you went through, everybody but one player had their jersey retired immediately.
Yeah, that's correct. You're right.
Rashawn Salaam was the only one that didn't have it immediately. He was 2017. Why they waited so long, I have no clue.
When did he die?
I was about to say, was
it was probably
dead?
Around that time.
Yeah, probably.
But if your tradition with everyone else was the next year, then his jersey should have been retired in 1995.
I'm okay with Hunter. Because Hunter won the Heisman.
Yes. Sanders, no.
And unless he pulls an OJ or Reggie Bush, you get to keep the trophy.
Hunter's a no-brainer.
But yeah, so I'm fine with that. Shador Sanders' jersey should not be retired. Okay? And you guys think I love Shador. No way in the world.
It shouldn't be. You're right.
He didn't do anything special that says, I deserve to have my jersey retired. He didn't lead the NCAA in passing yards. Right. He didn't do anything special.
Right.
So, yes, Salaam died in 2016, okay. So they did it the next year.
Yeah. So if Salaam was still alive, he wouldn't
he
have,
would have never had
his jersey wouldn't have been retired. He won the Heisman Trophy, and they waited until he was dead before they gave
him. So he never got the actual accomplishment.
Nah. He's like the Pete Rose of Colorado.
I think that this is one where you need to check Deion's contract because I think it was in his contract that if I come to coach this team, my son's jersey will be retired when he's done.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't like. I guess I can look up the stats, but would it be fair to say that Eric Bieniemy had a better career at Colorado than Shador Sanders?
Yes.
Yeah.
You could say that.
I look at this. This is all hype, and this is all propaganda, and this is because of who the coach is. This is not because of his play. And I watched the Colorado games.
I know.
Okay?
He's good, but he doesn't. I mean, he's not epic.
Like seriously, because I would say, okay, Colorado, defend why Shador's jersey. If you can convince me, I don't think they can other than, well, you know, he was fun to watch. Well, a lot of people were fun to watch.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was elusive and, okay, yeah. Well, look at all the comeback victories. That means you were losing in order to have comeback victories. And, okay, and who did you really beat?
I mean, by that measure, I mean, Michigan State should retire Tony Banks. Michigan should retire J.J. McCarthy. I mean, they at least won something.
Yeah. I mean you can make a better case. Once again, J.J., you won the national title. If you said they were going to retire, I can't get mad at that because he did something in college. This isn't what you did in the pros.
No.
It's what you did on that field. Right. I understand. What does Shador do? Maybe I missed that. Maybe I didn't see it. You know what? This is Colorado, and this is the stuff that they do. Travis Hunter.
So I didn't even realize. And your Caleb Williams has his jersey retired at USC?
Yeah, they did it last year.
Yeah, they did it last year.
He came back during the bye week or something.
Well, he played, 2 years there?
Yeah. But he got a Heisman? Yeah, if you get a Heisman.
Okay, yeah.
You get to walk away. It's yours. Like, You win the Heisman, you should go ahead and get your jersey retired the very next year.
Well,
why
could,
wait?
It could be worse.
Why wait?
Be.
Don't wait until you die and then put it in there.
Yeah, it could have been worse. They could have retired Ray Caruth's jersey. 97 won the ticket.